Hi, it's Amy from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hello, Amy.
Hello. Okay, I was actually going to talk about the evil stuff here. When I was about 5, me and my cousin started playing around with a Ouija board.
Oh, these Ouija boards.
Yeah, innocent fun.
Stay away from them.
Yeah. We met this guy on there. His name was Johnny, and he became my imaginary friend. And, I mean, I could see him. My cousin could see him. No one else could.
And was Johnny a nice friend?
He was a very nice friend until my parents found out that me and my cousin were messing with a Ouija board.
Ah, then he changed a little bit.
He changed a lot. And one day we were up at my aunt's, and they had taken the Ouija board, and they threw it in trash barrel, because out here, you know, in the country, you know, you burn your trash.
Yep.
Threw it in a trash barrel. And we went home that night, and our house was burning down.
Oh, my God.
No explanation to this day why it burned down.
Oh, but you know why, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And the newspaper was out there taking pictures of the fire. And in one of the pictures, and I'm not the only one that sees this, everyone that sees this, you can see someone's face looking out the window, and it's him.
He was out to get your parents.
Well, I mean, no one was home. You know, no one was home, but I think it was just a statement, you know, from him. And I didn't see him again until we had rebuilt a house back further on the same land.
Did you know it was him when this happened?
Oh, yeah.
You suspected it?
I knew.
Did you tell your parents? Did you say, I think it's him?
Well, they didn't really believe me, you know, stuff like that, because I was, at that time, you know, about 7.
All right, and so when did you go back into the house? When was it fixed up?
No, we tore the house down and we built another house further back. And when I was probably about 16, I was standing out in the yard. You know, it was at night. And the most frightened I've been in my life. And, I mean, I've been through a lot. I could write a book on all the stuff that's happened to me in my life. But he's standing, you know, out in the field. And he just starts walking towards me. And I mean, I was so scared, I just stood still, you know.
And what happened?
And I went in. I just went in the house, and I never saw him again. But the frightening thing is my children have both seen him.
Oh, my.
They both.
So he's never gone. He's never left the family, has he?
No.
He has been following you all your life.
Both my children, when they were littler, you know, they would talk about him.
Did you ever figure out, though, who he was in his life? Did he ever say anything? When the Ouija board was being used, I mean, did he say anything to you?
When we were kids, I mean, he would perceive himself as a child. But when I saw him older, you know, when I was older, he was an adult. But I knew it was him. I mean, I just knew.
Were you scared of him? I mean, when you said this was a scary moment for you.
When I was a child, I was not afraid of him at all.
All right,
but that moment when I saw him again, I was so scared. And then when my kids started talking about him, and I mean, I'll hear my daughter in her room talking to people, and I will hear people talking back to her.
Does she use his name?
She uses his name. She uses a couple of other people that I've met.
So he's brought some others along the line here.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, it's too much to get into in one call, but I mean, I've been through a lot.
I understand. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. That is kind of a scary feeling.